There's none like you. Day in, day out, Lord, we come across challenges and difficulties and issues, oh God, that compete for the attention that only God deserves. But tonight we declare that nothing that has exalted itself in our lives, no problem or issue or challenge or difficulty that seeks to dominate our thinking and dominate our thoughts and our hearts, and whose effects seem to control our actions, our reactions, our moods, everything, no such situation will be exalted tonight. We declare, O God, that only you will have such a place. Only you will have a place of influence in our lives. Only you will have that kind of influence and that kind of power in our lives. So we thank you tonight, and we pray that your blessing will be upon tonight's meal in the name of Jesus. Bless this meal, Lord. Let your spirit lead us and guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name, and everybody says amen. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated tonight. And hallelujah. Tonight, we thank God for another opportunity to hear and to study His Word. Amen. I believe that God is going to bless us by His grace. Amen. And I believe that God is going to help us. Amen. Right. So last week I began to share with you, I think I was talking, I titled it, Why It Is Important to Sow Seeds. Is that the message? It is the message. Amen. So we were talking about the fact that we need to sow seeds. Amen? Amen. That largely our experiences in this life are determined by the seeds we have sown to create them. Hallelujah. Which means that in a sense we can control what happens or does not happen in our lives. We can control it to the degree that God has allowed it to depend on us by the seeds that we sow. Amen. It is one principle that God has set in motion, which God has promised will not change. Amen. So when you read Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, Genesis chapter 8, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, the scripture says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Say amen. Amen. Now God puts sowing and reaping in the same category as some of the things, you know, we have come to accept as part of life, and which we know for sure will happen, which we prepare for, and which none of us challenges. Hallelujah. Like cold and heat. Amen. Cold and heat are things that we don't wish away. We do not pray them away. Neither do we even pray them into existence, because they will happen. Hallelujah. They will happen. It's just a matter of time before the temperature changes isn't it? So you only prepare for it. You don't plan to change it or alter it in any way. You rather prepare yourself to flow with it. Hallelujah. Another one is summer and winter, which is the seasons. Hallelujah. And then another one is day and night. Hallelujah. That you do know that no matter what, the night will come. And when you go to bed at night, you do know that the day will come. You know, very few people, if any, pray that the day will come. Hallelujah. We often don't pray that the sun will rise. If any prayer is prayed at all, it is that you will rise to meet the sun. Hallelujah. You pray that you will rise to see the sun. Because as for the sun, it's there. Hallelujah. So if you can really understand this and accept, you know, the universality of these things that are written here, and how that they don't change even from place to place, hallelujah, and are not affected by much, hardly, do you see? And God has also put in that category this phenomenon or concept of seed time, that is sowing, and harvest, which is reaping. Hallelujah. So then, you know that one of the sure things you can have in your life is a harvest from the seeds that you sow. And if that is the case, then you better be careful. Do you understand? Just like if you know that it's going to get cold, then you better be careful how you dress. Is it not so? Yeah. And so many of you came here tonight with jackets and sweaters and things you wouldn't wear if today's date was July 21st. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. But because it's this time and this season, you know that it's not, you're not going to pray about it. Because prayer will not change it. Amen. Prayer will not change it. It will not change the day or the night. Night will happen, you know, and that is what will happen. You just have to flow with it. So the seed time and the harvest is also something that you will not be able to control much. Hallelujah. Your control over your harvest is more in your seeding. Do you understand? Is the your control is at the point of sowing the seed. That's where your control is. But beyond that, you know, it's going to do what it will do. It's like food. The only control you have over food is before you put it in your mouth. After you swallow it, your control is finished. Whatever is in the food is what you are going to experience. Do you understand? That is how it is. So we need to really take this message on sowing and reaping very seriously and understand that your life is very greatly affected by the seeds you sow. Your harvest is determined by the seed you sow. Hallelujah. And God has made it so, allowing us to a large degree to determine our own destiny and to determine our own quality of life and our own measure of blessing. Basically, it's how much you sow and of what you sow that you're going to reap. Hallelujah. Then you need to learn also to sow a variety of things. You see, because life requires more than one type of seed, isn't it? So you have to sow a variety of things so that those things will also form part of your harvest. So you have a bit of that and a bit of that and a bit of that and a bit of that. And when you put it all together, your life gets blessed. Can I have an amen? Amen. What do you think? Is that a good verse? Yeah. So seed time harvest is not going to change. Amen. So I want to encourage you and to be conscious and particular about sowing seeds. Every day you must try to sow some seeds. Amen. And when you leave blank days, you also schedule blank harvests. Do you see what I'm saying? So you reap, 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 reap. Then a season of no reaping, because the pattern of the sowing was so, 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 and a season of no sowing. Do you get it? There will never be a day when you have no seeds to sow. There will never be a day that you don't have seeds to sow. There will never be a day that you don't have seeds in your bag to sow. As long as God gives you time, as long as you wake up healthy, alert, you have seeds to sow. Amen. Amen. Seeds of favor, seeds of help, so many different kinds of seeds which we talked about last week. Amen. So I just want to continue from there. But well, Matthew 7 and 12 will be a good verse to read. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12 will be a good verse to start or continue from. So Matthew 7 and 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Do you know who said this? Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the one who said this. That all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you. And some of us really want men to do things unto us. Do you see what I'm saying? We even feel we're entitled to it. And sometimes we are irritated when they don't do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the scripture says that if you want people to be good to you, you need to do ye even so to them. Hallelujah. So how can you be this mean person? You never do anything to anybody. You only think evil of people. You only think bad things about people. You're only thinking of negative situations. How can you live like that and not expect a bountiful harvest of such an attitude towards you? Do you see what I'm saying? How can you not expect that people will also be suspicious of you? And people will also not trust you, because you can't trust anybody. So people will also not trust you. You know, you reap it, and you reap more always than you sow. Otherwise, sowing doesn't make sense. If your harvest is not greater than your seed, you might as well keep your seed. Is it not true? Yeah. If you're not going to get more than what you put down, then you did not have to put it down. You could just have kept it. Hallelujah. So, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way it is. This is how life, or these are the principles that govern life. Hallelujah. And I pray that you understand it, that you can decide to shape up your life. Do you understand? By shaping up how you treat people and how you relate with people, that's what you can control. You see, you can't control it from the other end of what people do to you, but you can control it from this end, which is what you put out. Amen. Because that depends on you. What people do depends on them, in a sense. But the Bible is showing us a way to control what people do. Do you understand? So the remote control to me is how you treat me. Do you understand? The remote control to me and how I treat you is actually how you treat me. So the remote is actually in your hands. Is it not it? Yeah. And that's what, if we can understand, that's the thing which, if we understood, would help us greatly tonight. Can I have an amen? Amen? Right. So I gave you many different kinds of seeds that could be sown. And I think I have two or three more. And then I'll give you some examples of people who sowed some seeds. And then we'll close. Amen. Amen. All right. So I gave you how many? 10, isn't it? Number one is what? Why? Okay, seeds are God's creation. Number two. Sowing seeds will do what? It will entitle you to a harvest. Okay, all right. Since you are not saying it properly, I think that... Okay, so you have number nine. A seed to the poor is a special seed, isn't it? That gives a harvest of preservation. Do you have it? Okay, number ten. A seed of money mixed with prayer, isn't it? It will give a harvest of what? Spiritual visitation. Do you have that? It will give you a harvest of spiritual visitation. Amen. God will send you a spiritual visitation. And spiritual visitations are important. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the great blessings is God sending someone to you to speak to you the words you need to hear. Hallelujah. Amen. It's so powerful. When any time recently I was preaching somewhere and a lady said to me, she said, from the time you opened your mouth up to the time you shut your mouth, you were talking to me. Yeah. Those were her words. She said, from the time you opened your mouth to the time you shut your mouth, you know, you were talking to me. You know, and we would talk. It was a long meeting, and I would take a break and come back and continue. And she said, each time we took a break, you came back and you continued. And you continued. And so now that the meeting was over, she came to say thank you to me. And she was saying that, thank you for coming. God sent you here. Do you understand? And I knew that what she was saying was true. You get it? Because someone had told me that that lady was backsliding somewhere. Do you see? And so as she was saying that, I wasn't surprised. You know? And she was even trying to go into details and so on. I was saying, oh, that's all of that is not necessary. I believe that God has helped you. And she felt so helped and so encouraged. Do you understand? It's like your car falls into a ditch. And while you are there and just wondering what's going to happen to you, how are you going to get there? And a tow truck is passing. Do you understand? And he says, I came here for you. I came to get you, and they throw a cable down and they start to pull you out. And before you know it, you are back in the streets and on the move. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's a great blessing. God will send you a spiritual visitation. Somebody who will speak the words you need to hear. You wonder, did somebody tell you anything? Do you understand? You wonder, I tell you these words. And when the Bible says a word in season, how good it is. How good it is. It's like you can't describe it. You can't describe it. How good it is. It's fresh. It's powerful. Do you understand? It's just what you needed to hear. You know, when the person is ending, you say, oh, can you just say some more? Just say some more. Because you are being lifted up. You know that you needed to hear these words. Hallelujah. Amen. So a spiritual visitation is very powerful. Don't take it for granted. And identify and recognize the seeds that generate that. And then you sow that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, that was number 10. Number 11 is a seed towards evangelism and missions. It's a special seed that will cause God to provide all your needs according to his riches. A seed towards evangelism and missions is a special seed that will cause God to provide all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, according to the verse. Okay, Philippians chapter 4 and from verse 15. Philippians chapter 4 and we read from verse 15. You know, Paul pronounced a special blessing on people who were helping him in his mission. Hallelujah. Right. He says, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, everybody say no church. No church, no church communicated. Say no church communicated. Yeah, now that doesn't mean no church called him or sent him a text message or that no church, you know, made phone calls or anything like that. But what he's saying is that no church related with me asks concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Do you see? For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Hallelujah. That is why it's never good to say that, well, I gave the last time, so it's enough. Hallelujah. And this particular seed is a special opportunity for us because we are blessed to have something like Healing Jesus Crusade in our church. Amen. Which calls upon us from time to time, encouraging us to, you know, help a little extra or to do a little something just to help. Like next week or this week, they are starting a crusade this week. A day after tomorrow, yeah, Friday, they are starting a crusade in Liberia. A huge campaign, and they will be preaching every day for so many days in Liberia. Hallelujah. And it's a very powerful blessing, do you understand, that God has given us. And he says that it is not because I desire a gift. It's not because I want something from you. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Ha! Huh. So it means what you did was a seed. Otherwise, we could not have expected the return to be called fruit. Is it not the case? Yeah. So it looked like a help. It looked like appeal for funds. It looked like something you were doing, you know, out of necessity even. Because he said you contributed to my necessity. I needed it, so you gave it. You probably were not even going to give it to me, except that I needed it. And the way the appeal was strong, you said, let me just give something to this man. Do you see what I'm saying? But not knowing that what you were giving was not just a gift for the mission or the evangelist, but fruit that you were accruing to your account. Hallelujah. Now, if it's your account, then you can draw on it. Is it not the case? It says that fruit may abound to your account. Isn't it? Now, this account is not a joint account. Amen. It's not a joint account. This account is your account. So when it's empty for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, when you don't have anything in that account, you are the one who is going to experience the loss. Hallelujah. Yeah, and many Christians do not have anything in such an account. Amen. They do not have anything in such an account. They do not have any fruit in the account because they have not sown the seed that produces that kind of fruit. Amen. So he says that, not that I desire a gift, but I want fruit, that fruit may abound to your account, you know, or because of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, in your name, fruit will exist in your name because of you. Fruit that came due to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he says, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he says, the famous verse, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He says, my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, this particular seed seems to be quite general in terms of the fruit it yields. Do you understand? The fruit that this seed is producing, he's saying that God will supply all your need. Amen. Amen. Now, our needs are often not of one kind. Is it not the truth? Yes, our needs are often not of one kind. We don't only have one type of need. But God has made a commitment, you know, that if you are coming to him or expecting something from him on account of this, if this is the basis for which you are coming, you are entitled to a variation of needs being met because of the seeds you have sown. Can I have an amen? That is why I want to encourage all of you to get involved, especially with the Healing Jesus Crusade. Amen. That you can join hands with Healing Jesus Crusade at some level, no matter what. Join it at some level so that your hand is in there. You are a partner. Because when you do that, you activate this verse on your behalf. Amen. Every time you give towards the crusade, every time you contribute something towards the crusade, you activate this verse and you become qualified to inherit this. There are many Christians, because this is one of the more common verses in Christianity, next to John 3:16. This is probably the verse that most people know. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is it not true? Yeah, they don't even know where it is, but they know that it's in the Bible. And they just quote it all the time. You see, no wonder it doesn't happen often, because they don't qualify for it. Just because you name it doesn't mean that it is yours. Isn't it? Yeah. It's for certain people. Fruit will abound to your account. You can't just show up in a Bank of America and say, there's money here, I want some. No, 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 no. You can't do that. You know, or go to Wells Fargo and then you say, there's money in this house. I saw somebody just going out with some. He was counting it as he was moving out. So give me some. No, 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 no. Yeah. The first question they'll ask you is, do you have an account here? Do you understand? And if you don't have an account, they'll just say, I'm sorry. We may have it here, but you don't have anything. You don't have a part in it. Then there are some who may go as far as answering, yes, I have an account here. And they'll say, come, let's check. Then they go and they check the account. So, sir, yes, you have an account, but it's empty. You haven't put anything inside here in a long time. Said, the last deposit was June 15th, 2003. And you say, huh? They say, yes. June 15, 2003 is the last time you put, and since then you've been cashing the thing. Now you even owe us. Hallelujah. Are you getting it? So it's very important that you have something in this account in order to be able to activate this blessing. What do you think? Yeah, and you have repeated opportunities to do that. You have multiple opportunities to do that. And God is going to bless you. God will bless the work of your hands. Say amen. All right. So that is number 11, isn't it? Right. Number 12 is a seed to your spiritual teacher is a special seed that fulfills righteousness. A seed to your spiritual teacher is a special seed that fulfills righteousness. Hallelujah. Right. So this one is also another type of seed. A seed to your spiritual teacher. A seed to your pastor. A seed to your lady pastor. A seed to your AOFM leader. A seed to anybody that makes a spiritual input into your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, let's read from verse 6, and before verse 7. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Hallelujah. Right? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Hallelujah. So right there, you can see that, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So that's bonus. Amen. But right there we can see the scripture is saying that the person who teaches, you know, a person in the word the one who is taught the word must communicate to him that is teaching him in all good things. Amen. That means you must share your good things with the person who teaches you. Amen. Is it clear? Yeah. So if I'm teaching you, you have to share your good things with me. What do you think? Yeah. So even if I live in the same house with you and you make a cup of tea, you have to make one for me. Do you understand? Because I'm teaching you also. Or what do you think? Yeah. Yeah. So when we get home tonight, I'm claiming a cup of tea from that girl over there before I sleep. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But sharing with your pastor and sharing and sowing seeds into the life of a man of God is of great benefit according to this verse. Hallelujah. It says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Hallelujah. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That means if you invest in things that move towards your flesh, things that gratify your flesh will because your flesh has now become king, and in your flesh dwelleth no good thing. The king that your flesh has become is going to now detect corruption to you, because that's where your investment is. Do you get it? But he that soweth to the Spirit, that means if your investment is towards the things that benefit your spirit, and you recognize your teacher as a person who helps your spirit to develop, then he says that you will, from the Spirit, or that investment into the Spirit, you will also reap life everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? And if you sow to the Spirit, as in anointing also, then you will also from the anointing reap life everlasting. Hallelujah. So whichever way you look at it, you see that an investment to the Spirit is a blessing more than an investment to the flesh. It means it's more profitable for you to sow seeds into your spiritual teacher than to get physical things for yourself. That's what the scripture says. Amen. What do you think? You get it? That's why he said, do not be deceived. You see, because if you start to explain things this way, no, then it's like you want something. You see, that's why he started. He said, don't be tricked. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed by that point? I think it's very powerful. Amen. Right. So learn to share. When good things happen to you, God blesses you with something, learn to share with him that communicateth, or him that teacheth thee. Amen. All right. Number 13. The last one. Helping somebody is a special seed that can be sown. Helping somebody is a special seed that can be sown. Helping somebody is a special seed that can be sown. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 8. We read this verse last week, but let's read it again. Ephesians 6 and verse 8. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Amen. Amen. Knowing, what's verse 7, please? Verse 7. With goodwill doing service, as to the Lord, not to men. With goodwill doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men. Now, do you know what is before this? It says servants, isn't it? Pastor Munene, give us that verse. He's showing us in verse 6, I think. Verse 5. And ye fathers, that's 4, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up and in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Do you see? So servants basically help people. They work for people. Do you get it? Then verse 6. He says, don't do it with eye service, as men pleases. That because you've seen the master coming, you just straighten up very quickly and you do something and you start cleaning the whole place because the master is coming. He said, no, don't do that. But as the servants of Christ, so the help that you're offering over there, you must do it like a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Do you understand? With goodwill, with goodwill, a good attitude, you know, doing service as unto the Lord, as though you are working for the Lord. Amen. And not to men. Do you see? Because that's a temptation you can always fall into. That because your boss is an unbeliever or something like that, you see, you feel like you work in Satan's office. You get it? So when you are doing anything for them, you don't even do it well, and you don't do it with a good attitude. But today the Bible is showing us that even your job, you can turn it into a seed. Something that you do regularly. As a servant helping somebody, you can turn that into a seed. And he says that with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Verse 8. Then the verse occurs. Then he says, knowing this, that any good thing or whatsoever good thing any man doeth, he shall, or the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be born or free. Hallelujah. So can you imagine the help that you're offering on your job? God says that if you do it well, you will set yourself up to be helped in the same way one day. Is it not amazing? Yeah, and you never know it. How one day you'll be an owner of a business. Do you understand? Yeah. So if you are dishonest, you see, and you steal from the boss and you do all kinds of things because, you know, these people, they are unbelievers, they are this and that and that. One day you also be an owner of a business and people will also be stealing all your things. Are you getting the picture? But if you sow a good seed at this time of being a great helper, your life will also be helped greatly. Can I have an amen? Amen. And in this life, if you are not helped, you are not going to go far. Amen? If you are not helped, you are not going to go far. Life is just based on help. Everybody gets helped. You know, I have a photo, you know, that I don't know who gave it to me, but it's a photo that was given to me recently that it's become very precious to me. Even today, I was looking at it at some point. Because it's a photo of, you know, one of my kids is on my wife's lap like that as a baby. You know, and as I was looking at the photo, I think the Lord ministered to me. You see that when people come into you, you need somebody's lap. Really, you need somebody. Somebody has to say, because when you come, you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't do anything. And then somebody has to say, it's okay, you come, use my lap to learn how to walk and learn how, and when you're there. And I was just thinking, the Lord minister, when someone gives you their lap to grow up on, when you get off and you're walking away, you should at least remember to say thank you. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. And I realized that in life you're going to need a lot of help. You need help. You need people helping you even before you know what you need. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You need someone offering food to you to eat before you even know what hunger is. Are you getting what I'm saying? Before you learn the importance of eating, you need someone who is feeding you anyway. Even though you don't know why you should be eating. You get one day when you know why you should be eating, man, nobody will tell you. They will struggle to keep up with you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, they will struggle to keep up with you. I know someone who has three sons, and she was telling me recently, my boys, man, yeah, they have understood the importance of eating, and now she can't keep up. She said when she goes to Costco, everybody knows her, because they know that's the lady who comes and she shops the carts. Because she said when she brings the food to the house, the food just, the boys just, arrive in the kitchen and just plunge into the food and then it just disappears. Yeah, those are people who have understood it. So that day comes eventually for most people. But you need someone to help you. Even to put it in your mouth when you don't want to eat it. When the thing is going to your stomach. But you don't even want to eat it. You need someone to be patient and to say, it's okay. Whenever you open your mouth, I'll put it in there. Can you imagine that? Whenever you open your mouth, they'll be sitting next to you from morning up to afternoon. By the time your breakfast is over, lunch is ready. You get it? And you'll be sitting there bluffing. And the food is for you. It's not for them. It's going to your mouth, into your belly. But you need someone who is that committed to you to help you, and just to help you, to put up with you, and to wait and wait until you learn the importance of eating, and then you eat yourself and ask if they have some more over there. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everybody needs help. I tell you, everybody needs help. And your help cannot wait for you to recognize it. Your help should not wait until you can recognize and appreciate your need for help. By that time, it will be too late. So you have people who preach to you anyway, even when you don't appreciate the preaching. Because you don't think you need such a preaching. But they will preach to you anyway. You have people who will pray for you anyway, even when you don't think you need such prayers. Do you understand? Until the day comes when you need a certain type of prayer, and you realize, oh, I'm so glad this person has been praying for me all this time. Hallelujah. So I want to say that you will need help. You will need assistance. You will need someone to favor you. You will need someone who is sorting out papers, so many papers, admissions, so many things. 17,000 people have applied. The person needs to take maybe how many people? They need to take just a few people. Do you get it? You need somebody to look at you and who could just toss it and let me include you. Let me include you. That's it. You are just included. Hallelujah. Is it not the case? Yeah. You need someone like someone says, I don't know, I talked to her or I talked to him. I don't know, I just connected. I liked him. I'll help the guy. And then the person is just helping you. You see, but this kind of help, many people do not get it because they have not sown that type of seed. Do you understand? Yeah. Because a lot of people you have the opportunity to help do not look like people who can help you in return. Do you see? So you can be tricked by that. And then you will not be as helpful as you could be. Hallelujah. But if you sow the seeds of help, I guarantee you, in your day of need, you will be surprised at who is going to show up and how God is going to help you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. At your level, wherever you are, just sow your seeds of help. You have a chance to help somebody. Don't hold it back. Just help. And the Bible says, you will from the Lord. Isn't that what the verse said? He shall receive of the Lord. Not even your master. So in this context where we are talking about servants and masters, even the master's pay is not counted. The pay you get for helping over there is not being counted. He said, from the Lord, you will receive something from the Lord. You know, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, you have a similar verse over there. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. It says in what? 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Can you see it? As to the Lord and not unto men. Amen. Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Hallelujah. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done. And there is no respect of persons. Hey, how can the Bible talk like that? Do you see what I'm saying? The Bible is saying something very serious. Nobody is exempt from this. Yeah, there's no respect of persons. There's nothing like bishop here. Do you see? There's nothing like, oh, he's a bishop. Oh, he's a reverend. Oh, she's a child. Oh, she's a mother. Oh, she's a single mother. No, there's nothing like that here. It's just simply, you are doing the wrong, you are getting for the wrong. Period. But you are doing the right, you are also receiving for the right from the Lord. Hallelujah. The last verse for tonight, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 1. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Hallelujah. You will find it after many days. Hallelujah. You will find it after many days. I think it was Mike Murdoch who said that you can't give something away. There's nothing like that. You can't give it away. He says that anything you give away, you don't give it away. You just relocate it in your life. You just put it at a different part of your life. Do you understand? Yeah. So you just move it from your present to your future. You just move it from today to tomorrow. You just, the thing that is with you today that you take and you give to someone, you never gave it away. You've not lost it. You have just relocated it from your present into your future. So now it's not here. It's over there. The same thing is over there and it's waiting for you. Hallelujah. If you cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it. Not maybe, you shall find it. After many days, you will eventually find it. It will show up. You can't give it away. Amen. So if you are helpful, if you are helpful, it's a seed that you have sown. And it's a blessing that will come to you one day. One day you will find it. He says in verse 2, give a portion, isn't it? It says give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Do you see why they say you should sow the seed? Yeah. It says give a portion to 7, to 8. That means help 7 or 8 people. Do you understand? Because you do not know what evil shall be upon the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't know what is going to happen one day. So cast your bread upon the waters. You know, yesterday my wife was saying that how can somebody just go out in the morning to go and run? By the evening you don't have any legs. Can you imagine that? You see? And the people who have been running the marathon and so on, and said, I don't think anybody imagined that they would probably be in a wheelchair they didn't think about anything like that. Do you see? But the scripture has already said, you never know what evil will be upon the earth. So don't be too mean. Don't be too stingy. Don't be too hard. Be considerate. Think about people. And always try to be as helpful as you can. Sow a seed. Do you understand? Don't only ask, what will I get from it? Do you understand? Don't ask, how would this benefit me? I didn't put it there. Do you get it? I don't have to take care of it. Everybody should carry their own burdens, or everybody should do their own thing. No, 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 no. If you think like that, you're carving out a very difficult life for yourself. Amen. Yeah. People will also look at you and say, well, I didn't put you in that situation. Like the Good Samaritan story. See, the guys came, and they came to look, and they saw it. Then they crossed over to the other side. So let me also go before any problem happens to me. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if it had not been for the Good Samaritan who came and said, I didn't do this, but I'm going to help him. Which is a seed for he himself. Do you understand? If it had not been that, that man would have perished over there. Even though he had a chance to live. Amen. Amen. So sow the seeds so you can reap it. Amen. Amen. Sow seeds. All kinds of seeds. We talked about so many seeds. You can go and look inside your bag and see how many seeds you have over there. Amen. But stand to your feet tonight and let's pray so we can bring the service to a close. Amen. I I said I was going to give you 5 examples. I don't know if I have time for that. I think our time is up. But let me just read it to you. It's in the book, so let me read it to you. Just keep standing. Number 1, Rahab sowed a seed of help by helping the spies, and she reaped it when they later helped her to escape death. Isn't it? That's Joshua chapter 2 and verse 12 to 14. Then number 2 is a guy called Onesiphorus. He sowed a seed of help when he helped Paul, and he reaped a harvest when Paul blessed him to receive mercy. Do you get it? He said, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain." 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 16. Then number 3 is Joseph, who sows a seed of help by interpreting someone's dream. You know, a dream about him being released from prison when he himself is in the prison. Do you see? He could easily have swapped the dream. Say, "You know, the dream you saw is me. It's me. I am the one who is coming out." Do you get it? But Joseph said, "I'm going to interpret your dream, and it will come to pass and you'll be out. All I ask is when you go, remember me. I'm still here." Do you understand? It's a seed that he sowed, and he reaped it. Amen. Then, number 4, the disciples sowed seeds of help by continuing with Jesus in his ministry here on earth. And the Lord promised them that they will be appointed to his table in heaven. Hallelujah. Then the last one is Abigail, who sowed seeds of help, you know, when she had the chance to help David. She sowed the seed of help, and she reaped a harvest when she got a husband after her husband died. Do you see? It is a wonderful something. Amen. So I want to encourage you, become sowers of seeds. Amen. Every day, look in your seed bag and ask yourself, "What seed can I sow today?" Maybe you may not look in your bag and you may not have financial seed, but you may have prayer seed over there. You may not have prayer seed because you don't have so much time today to pray, but you may be able to speak a word of encouragement and the seed is lying right there. You may be able to call someone who has not been called for a while. You see, the seed is right there. Hallelujah. But always look in your bag of seeds, because there will never be a day when that bag is empty. There will always be something you can do that will be a seed for you. Amen. Just to call somebody. I tell you, sometimes you call someone, you know, you just call the person. They just appear to you and you call the person. And you start chatting. And before you know it, you're on to something. You know, and then you start talking about something very serious and something very important to the person, and you get a chance to chip in a word or two, a counsel or something, or even a prayer at the end of the call, and the person is so grateful. Guess what? You just sowed a seed, and after many days you will find it. Hallelujah. So if you have sown also and you have not seen it, don't worry, because the Bible says many days you will find it. You will find it when the time is right. You will find it when you need it. God will help you, and he will bless your seed, and you will find it. Amen. So let's pray tonight and pray that God will bless the seeds that he has given us and that we will sow them. Father, we thank you. We pray that you will bless the seeds you have given us. Help us to identify the opportunities to sow them. Help us to identify the chances you give us to sow those seeds you have given us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have said that you give seed to the sower and you give bread to the eater. So we have to choose what we are, whether we are eaters or sowers. Whatever you give us will be that to us. Tonight we choose, Lord, to be sowers. We want to be sowers of seeds in the name of Jesus, that we may reap a harvest of blessing and favor in the name of Jesus. We We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity even to work and build this church. It is a seed, and we do recognize that. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the seeds. Let them bring forth fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold to bless your people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Everybody says amen. Hallelujah. All right. Are you blessed tonight? All right.